Life is like a mountain railroad with an engine that breaks. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. What's the curse? The fields and tunnels never falter, never your hand upon the throttle and your right upon the rail. Blessed it's
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you with the Ralph Winterroad Show live out of Alaska. And we've had an absolutely beautiful week this last week. Got even up into 80s here, which is really unusual in the area I live in. It's usually 70s. And nice sunny skies. We're watering the posies today. We got a couple of days. In about 3 or 4 days, the leaves went almost from nothing to they're flat out with this long days and watering and sun. And anyway, we're going to get in and finish up the notices federal tax lien, which is really important. And then we're going to get into Obamacare and talk about that some. And why do they tie in taxation? There's a reason why they do these things. But anyway, let's go to Rich in Alabama. You there, Rich?
Hi, Ralph. It's Rich.
Yes.
I sent you an email recently, but I didn't get a reply, so I don't know how
Where did you send it to?
I think Just Belly.
No, I don't do Just Belly anymore. You got to send it to Ralph@AlaskaMinuteman.com.
Okay. Well, anyway,
that's a no longer working email. Technically, the January 1st, it's going to be totally discontinued. I don't even look at it anymore.
Okay, Ralph. I just want to let you know that I called the Federal Register last week, and I just wanted to let you know that Amy Bunk is still there.
Great. She's a great gal. Did you talk to her?
I did not. I wanted to kind of get transferred over. I did want to talk to her, but he asked me what it was about, and I just asked him the question. And he said, well, that's a good question.
the
question was, how does your legal department keep the other agencies or subordinate agencies, legal departments, in check? In other words, making sure that they do their jobs properly.
I can already answer that question. I asked Amy Bunk that. And what she said is, we look to see if their documents are in compliance with the Federal Register Act. As far as beyond that, we don't take a look. That's not their job.
Right. I had the recordings, and she said there's only two of us attorneys. There's not enough of us to enforce the.
Hold on. We got to go to break. Be back in a minute.
In any emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, we're back. Rich from Alabama. Still there?
Yes, Ralph.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about your caller.
Well, yes, I did. I did talk to the Federal Register, and yes, it's good to know that Amy Bunk is still working there as the head chief counsel of the Federal Register. I got an email address from them, not hers in specific, but just in general to their legal department. I don't have it in front of me right now, but and I have a 2001 Title V United States Code Government and Organizations and Employees book in front of me. I got it where I work, but yes, that the Federal Register literally falls within the. We fall under them where I work, and believe it or not, I talk to a lot of people within the agency that I work for, and they don't have a clue what I'm talking about. And you know, I relate to them about the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946-47, and I tell them it was a fourth branch of government that Roosevelt stated, and they don't know.
They have no idea. No, because it's not taught.
That's exactly true. And I also get a lot of statements from people that, you know, it's like they don't want to hear, see, or speak any evil and just remain in that, you know, ignorance and bliss state of mind.
Have you got the Congressional Record of 1946 and the FDR research done by the government in 1937 from me?
Actually, I didn't, because I think what happened is I guess you turned off that Just Belly, and I didn't reply.
Okay, well, send me a request. Anybody, send a request to ralph@alaskaminuteman.com. And if you don't get an answer in a couple of days, send me another one. I sometimes miss them, but I try to answer all emails. I try to take all telephone calls and spend as much time as I can explaining this, because my goal is, the reason why I'm here and with the Republic, is to get information out and offer solutions.
And one other thing before I sign off, Ralph.
Sure.
I know Larry B. Kraft. I run into him if I go to the meetings once a week. There's local business people in the community that meet together, and they're aware of all the stuff that's going on, and he occasionally shows up, and I mentioned your name, and he tore me a new rear end and in front of the group of people, and I told him, I said, look, I don't know what it is between you two, but I wish you guys would make your peace and start working together. But now he said something about people talk about the UCC, that type of stuff is things that got a lot of people in trouble back in the day.
I mentioned the UCC on a homepage in 1997.
Exactly. I you know what? I've never, ever heard you mention the UCC, so I was lost there. But I was surfing the Internet one day, and I did come across something where you two were slinging stuff back and forth with each other, and I mentioned it to him, and I just didn't get it. But I just wish there was some way to
come on down, B-Craft. Anytime you want, you have an open invitation to come on my show, but you will answer the questions.
I'm not going to say anything about it anymore. But I was shocked, because I just didn't realize that over the many years, I didn't even know Alex Jones and John Statmiller had started off together, and I didn't know there was kind of a falling away between them. But I've never heard John ever say anything negative about Alex, and I've never heard Alex ever mention anything about John. So
yeah.
I just wish everybody would just somehow.
Well, what you have to understand is people have agendas. B-Craft is not getting the truth out, so there's no compromise.
I got you.
I was in a Liberty Tree with him when Dan Metter was alive, and that's when I first found out about subsidy regs. That was about, oh gosh, in early 2000, somewhere along in there, 2000, I don't know when. And he wouldn't have any of it. And I just got tired of arguing with him, because I said, here's the Supreme Court holding. What, let's talk about it. Does the holding of the Supreme Court mean anything? Yes or no? And off he goes on another tangent. I said, hey, well, answer the damn question.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got tired of him, because it wastes all my time. And he
won't
go there.
Well, I listen to you, because you go into, you're uncovering stuff, and you dig into stuff, and I don't listen to his show or any of that kind of stuff, because I would much prefer you and RBN people.
What he does is quote some things on skirting around constitutional issues about the 16th Amendment and some of this stuff, and like what is going on right now with the Boyer case. He brought up the withholding agent, which we're going to talk about here before we get through today, is strictly at the end of three Subtitle A people. 1441 says so in 77, Title 26, USC, 77. Oh, 77, little a, then alpha, in parentheses, number one in parentheses, or 16. And it says, means, withholding agent means. When it says means, you can't add or subtract. For any tax withholding, of any tax, that's subtitle A, B, C, or D, excise. And it says 1441, that's a subtitle A, that's 26 United States Code, section 1441, non-resident aliens. 1442 is foreign corps. 1443 is foreign organizations. And the 1461 is a subtitle A. That's a hold harmless clause. And he won't go there. He put that in his brief, but in the Boyer brief, they brought up at the lower court and the higher court, you have to address the W-4. And he won't go there because he is going to lose at the Sixth Circuit. And then the Sixth Circuit is going to say, oh, see, that 1441, 7701A16 withholding agent is total smoke. Now, the people that I put this out to in the brief, this is one of the many games that they play, these DOJ attorneys. These attorneys, if you deal with any of these briefs, they made about paragraph or two out of the whole appellee brief. And what did they say? Well, we're relying on what the judges said in the Sixth Circuit prior to getting here and on the United States District Court. We're not really going to address it ourselves. We're just relying on what they said. So they don't go there. They just slough it off. And so they never really directly address the issue. And then the second thing they do is they use siliquisms, which is a deductive reasoning, and the premises have to be both true, the major and the minor premises. And the one that I was taught, of course, is that all birds have feathers. That's your major premise. And then the minor premise is a penguin has feathers. So therefore, the conclusion is that a penguin is a bird. And because both the major and the minor premises are true. And I'll pull up what they said here. And it's amazing how they do this. And this is your news. We had one up here in Alaska on the radio where they're getting around and are going to give a break to the oil companies because we're supposedly running out of oil at Pluto Bay, which is another lie. I've been on Gull Island. It's still not used yet. I've been there and threatened. But they go into this. Let's see, pull this case up here real quick here into the appellee brief. And let me find it here. I'll type in the thing here. And this is what they do as a premise. In proving attempt to evade, the government can cite any conduct in which the likely effect would be to mislead or conceal. Likely effect? That's subjective. It depends on your point of view. It's not fact. It's not a major premise. So they start off with a faulty major premise, and then they go into that he's evading a tax because of this W-4. Now, it says right in there that Boyer did, on the W-4, file exempt, which is absolutely correct, absolutely conclusively proven because of what I learned from Amy Bunk. She brought up the part that was missing that I was having trouble with is I could not read the CFRs, the Code of Federal Regulations. And she brought up the one CFRs. It's one CFR 1.1 to 22.7. Well, how in the heck can you be ruled by something if you can't even read it? Well, she brought up three of them. One CFR 21.40. The complete citation of the authority under the section issued, general or specific, delegated by statute, has to be there. 2141, 1 CFR 2141. Each issuing agent is responsible for the accuracy and integrity of the citations of authority in the documents it's issued. So the IRS has got to do it. They got to put in the general, which is 7805. That's a general, just creating any regulations, which has no force and effect of law. And the specifics, that's the one that hangs the bastards. Pardon my French. And then the killer is she brought up, and I could not wait to get to Anchorage Law Library, which is 70-some miles. Now I knew I can get it on Hines Online, but I couldn't get the stuff then. 21.43. The agency shall place the complete authority citation directly after the table of contents and before the regulatory text. That's the killer. That is the test for Congress's mandates, unambiguous statutes. Back in a minute. Thank you.
many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, back from break here, and thanks for letting us know about Amy Bunk. I'm glad she's still there, and Rich, and we're going to move on here. They notice this is a federal tax lien, and then we're going to get into Obamacare. It's really important. What is procedural law? It's their regulations, their regulatory authority, and giving us notice. And I didn't understand this because I thought we went to court to have a statutes adjudicated. No, because in the administrative state, by the way, anybody that does not have the FDR research done in 1937 about the headless fourth branch of government, just send me a thing, FDR, and I will send you the congressional record, and I will send you the, it's in four parts, the thing where FDR endorsed it. And it exists. And that's what's amazing is all of these independent establishments sit outside the Constitution, and they're controlling us today. Yep, and they can't get to us except they make substantive regulations, which we're not going to get into really today because I don't have time for that with what I want to get through with Obamacare. But I've not seen one yet. I've not seen the IRS print it that they don't have one. And just send volume one if in the email if you haven't seen that. I've got a little diagram in the very first book that the IRS prints in part one, individual income taxes. They state right in there. They're not doing it if you know how to read it. Anyway, I want to thank Amy Buck because she's the one that filled in a very important blank. And as soon as I got that, man, I was off to the races. Because I track that back to the Federal Register Act, and it's a mandate. The unambiguous statutes of the United States codified. And the reason why I use that statement, Title 26, is not, quote, positive law. Why in the hell would you get around and have a law of the United States and then turn around and have to do it again? It's crazy. Anyway, so that's the reason for that, because when you use the unambiguous statutes of the United States, when there is no doubt about what it says, the courts are shut down. They got nothing else to say about it. So, now this is a federal tax lien. This is protection money. This is beyond the mafia. And it's so easy to debunk this one. Because the courts have said, the Supreme Court, they have to give you notice and demand for a notice of federal tax lien before they file it. Why do they have to do that? Because it's an administrative determination as though it were a court making a judgment. It's in the headless fourth branch of government. And I'll say the IRS must be there because they don't exist anywhere else, so they got to be headless. And they couldn't put it out there that they're an independent establishment like FEMA, Federal Reserve, SEC, all these, NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board. They're all independent establishments. They can't reach us, but yet they do, because we don't know how to fight them. Anyway, so how do we go about this? Supreme Court said they have to have notice and demand, so we're going to get around and make it an administrative determination. So you do a notice and demand. Supreme Court said so under 6303, Title 26, United States Code. Okay, I agree. That's fine. Now that I know what I'm looking for. What's it say? Where it is not otherwise provided by this title, the Secretary shall, as soon as practicable, and within 60 days after making an assessment for a tax pursuant to 6203. Bingo. Gotcha. Notice and demand under 6303 has got to be according to in the making of the assessment under 6203. So then what the question is, so then what is 6203? The assessment shall be made by recording the liability of the taxpayer in the office of the secretary in accordance with rules or regulations prescribed by the secretary. Bingo. Now we have conclusive evidence tied to the Federal Register Act, which was to be implemented by the Federal Register Committee. And in 1972, they did that, and the Department of Transportation also did it, that the they implemented the Federal Register Act by regulation. And one of those regulations says if there's a specific statutory citation, you have to tell us where it is and the authority behind the table of contents. Just that easy. Now, there are 13 books in Part 1, Income Taxes. There's one book for Part 20, Estate, Gift Taxes. There is one for Subtitle C, which is the Social Security Act benefit. And then I throw in Part 301s. Which are housekeeping, have no force and effect of law that the courts use all the time as authority, and nobody seems to understand it. That's under 7805, which is just a general, hey, y'all want to make regulations over there? That would be a total transfer of the legislative power of Congress to an agency, which they can't do. They have to do specific to even try to get it the appearance of being constitutional. So the question becomes then, what's my next step? Well, I go to search on where are the regulations for 6203. Where are they? There's none in Part 1. Individual income taxes. No. Nope. There's none. That's Subtitle A. There's none in Subtitle B, gift estates. There's none in Subtitle C. There's none for the Subtitle D, which is Chapters 41 through 44 or 46, excise. There's no regulations. Gotcha. Bingo. Procedurally. We done. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back from break here, and let's get into Obamacare. How would we go about going exposing what's going on with Obamacare with what we know today? But the bigger question is, why would a health care be clothed under the impression of an Internal Revenue tax? Why is that? See, Obama's got some pretty damn smart people up there. He really does. I'll give him that. They're crooked, unconstitutional. But I was reading in this case here. Let's see. What is this case here? This is in the District of Columbia. And this is Mr. Holder talking here. We'll get down here. And they're telling us what they're doing. And they're proud of it. Why doesn't anybody else talk about this? And then we're going to get into the one statute they cite and blow that thing right out of the water. Why doesn't anybody do this? I just don't know. Now, this is on page 57 of an appellee brief in the, this is in the District of Columbia, and it is Susan 7-Sky versus Eric Holder. And anybody wants this, just put... IRS DC or something like that. I'll send you this brief. You can look for it. Look at it yourself. And it's just absolutely astounding. Why did they tie the IRS into what's going on? There's a reason for this stuff. It says the district court concluded, this is on page 57, the goal of the minimum coverage provision is not to raise revenue, but to achieve near universal health coverage. Isn't that special? It is settled, however, that a tax does not cease to be valid merely because it regulates, discourages, or even definitely deters the activities taxed. Isn't that special? Every tax is in some measure regulatory. Yeah, that's true. It imposes an economic impediment to the activity taxed as compared to others not taxed. Congress may exercise its taxing powers irrespective of any collateral inquiry as to the measure of the regulatory effect of the tax. Now, that's a killer. In the cases that they're citing, if they are looking at a taxing something, the courts aren't going to look beyond for the collateral things that are going on, that are happening. They get a little clearer down here, though. The courts have sustained taxes, although imposed with the collateral intent of affecting ulterior ends, which, considered apart, were beyond the constitutional power of the lawmakers to realize by legislation directly addressed to that their accomplishment. There you go, right there. They couldn't really legislate directly on Obamacare. So we legislate under the guise of a tax, the Internal Revenue Service. So therefore, we can collaterally attack, and it's called hortatory, H-O-T-A-T-O-R-Y. We are going to get around and threaten you. We're going to threaten you. But they can't really do anything about it. They can't really. It's just a means to get us to think we have to do this. Now, in the Supreme Court holding, and by the way, like I say, well, let's go to Obamacare, and I'll send you this, and I'll send you this other one there, so you don't have to look it up. It's 26, which is in the Supreme Court decision, 26 United States Code 5008. The question becomes then, they don't say really, is it a penalty? Well, they argue around and around and around. Is it a penalty or not? But here is the kicker. And then I can tell you how we can blow this thing apart. Down in G, little G as in gladden or good or G, it says. In general, the penalty provided in this section shall be paid upon notice and demand. Of course, if it's notice and demand, that's 6303, which goes to assessment, and they can't do assessment because there's no regulation. That's the same killer that kills or notices the federal tax lien. But that's another side. And except as provided in paragraph 2, shall be assessed. Well, you can't assess, Bubba, because you don't have any regulations. And collected in the same manner as an assessable penalty under subchapter B of chapter 68. I haven't looked that one up yet. But here's the killer. Special rules, notwithstanding any other provision of law, means in spite of. Notwithstanding, in spite of any other law, right? See, they use that all the time. They'll have something here, and then they'll have something over there. Then in spite of all this other nonsense, so you really don't know where you're standing. A, waiver of criminal penalties. In the case of any failure by a taxpayer, so you got to be a taxpayer, to timely pay any penalty imposed by this section, such taxpayer shall not be subject to any criminal prosecution or penalty with respect to such failure. So there can't be any criminal prosecution or penalty. Okay. B, limitation of liens and levies. The secretary shall not, file a notice of lien with respect to any property of a taxpayer by reason of any failure to pay the penalty imposed by this section or II, levy upon any property with respect to any such failure. So there's no, you can't do a levy. Can't do a notice of federal tax lien, which means you can't guard a she. You can't prosecute me criminally. So it's all a pile up of bovine excrement. It's all this. It's a means to extort. And that's a fact. It's right in the bottom. It's right there. Can't get me criminally. Can't get me civilly. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to send you a notice and demand and scare that living pee-wadding out of you because it's a letter from the IRS. which people should be scared, because these are they're the evilest, probably the most damning entity we have in agencies, and we got a bunch of them. FEMA is right up there at the top of them, and another one is Obama. He's a federal agency too, says so, President of the United States. There's another scary federal agency. That's in the Federal Register Act. But let's go up here and just take a look at a couple things here. They want to talk about gross income here. This is in this thing here. The amount of gross income under 6012A1. Well, I wonder what 6012A1 says. You got any idea what that would say here? Let's see. The 6012, 26 USC. 6012A1. What's it say? Well, what is it? Oh, it says persons required to make returns of income. A, general rule, returns with respect to income taxes under subtitle A shall be made by the following. There's the people that don't know. You got to make an income tax return under subtitle A. Is the form 1040? OMB 1545-074 is subtitle A income tax return? No. Can we prove it? Yes. How do we prove it? First of all, if it's subtitle A, then we can say, well, let's see all these people that we think have wages, that have a withholding agent, and they've got to be non-resident alien, foreign corpus, or foreign organization. That's 7701A16. Coming in so. Doesn't say subtitle B, subtitle C, got to file a income tax return. Or subtitle D, which is your excise stuff. Not had nothing to do with you or me, but it's there. Subtitle A, says so. I believe him. It's the unambiguous statute of the United States codified in Title 266012, persons required. And then it goes on talking about income. And down here in this 26 United States Code 500A, we go on down a little farther here, and it talks about in under 4 B.I., we're required to file an income tax imposed by Section 1 of the taxable year. Okay, so what is Section 1? 26 U.S.C. Section 1, income imposed. That's a subtitle A tax. We're back to the same problem here. One of them is 7701A16. The other one is, let's just take the old good old 1040. Y'all want me to do withholding exemptions? It's band-aided in Section 6 of that damn form. Is withholding exemptions a subtitle A tax or exemption? No. Can I prove it? Yes. Title 26, United States Code 3402, A2. Withholding exemptions has got to be by regulation. That trips 1 CFR 2143. If it's a mandatory, you got to have procedural regulations. I love those procedural regulations now that I understand it. So are there any procedural regulations for a subtitle A tax? No. Subtitle B, Part 20? No. Subtitle C, Part 31, employment taxes? Abso-frickin-lutely. And what does it say? They pull it up. It's under, let me get here. It's under 3402, 26 CFR, 3402, N, as in Nancy, dash 1. So what does it say here? I'm having trouble finding my screen here. I got so many things open. We'll get it here in just a minute. So I go into this and I say, well, okay, hey, I'll play this little game. Because, you see, when you promulgate these regulations and they're mandated by Congress under a specific statutory authority, I believe you. I believe everything you guys tell me. We've just learned to read it. So now we go into N-1, liability. And what does it say? This is where Beecraft will go. What's it say? It says 26 CFR 31.3402 little n as N as in Nancy, in parentheses, dash one. Employees incurring no taxable, no income tax liability. An employer shall not deduct or withhold any tax under Chapter 24. Chapter 24 is all your wages stuff. That is 3401 to 3406. Okay, I'll go along with that. That's good. Upon a payment of wages made to an employee. Of course, we know now that the employee is defined in 6331A, which is all the government folks, directly tied to 3401D, which is hard to keep up with what I'm saying, but we can prove all that. But anyway, if there is an effect with respect to the payment of a withholding exemption certificate furnished to the employer by the employee which certifies that, that's what Boyer did. He marked exempt. Number one, the employee incurred no taxable, no liability for income tax imposed under Subtitle A of the Internal Revenue Code for the preceding taxable year. Two, employee anticipate he will incur no liability for income tax imposed under Subtitle A for the current taxable year. Boyer did that. Beecraft is silent. He's dumber than a damn rock. No, he's on the other side. Not that stupid. Amazing, isn't it? This is in the Obamacare. In 26, United States Code, 5000A. Am I the only guy that can do a little bit of research? Where is everybody? And I'm going to be putting this... I got so much stuff I'm working on right now. But the notice of federal tax lien is on the agenda this week, and I've got to get everybody that's got my IRS package updated on your donations if you want to continue, but I'm going to be putting out the brief to tax to go after notices of federal tax liens with the research behind it. And tell me it's not so. I know now how to deal with procedural law. I was just under the impression the courts dealt with statutory law. No, they've moved the procedure to protect our constitutional rights into rules of court. And they moved the procedural law into the regulations of the agencies. Okay, thank you very much, Amy Bunk. So now I can prove where your regulations do not exist. Or when they do exist, they're in my favor. Thank you, Amy Bunk. She just told me that one thing, 1 CFR 2143. That's all I needed. She explained those three regulations, and they don't check all of the stuff. All they do is check for the designations that they're in compliance with the procedural documentation going with it as far as anything, whether it's true, correct, or whatever. That's up to you, me, you and me. And they make it extremely difficult to challenge them because they don't tell us, like on the notices, you know, you would think if you find the statutory law, that the IRS is in violation of, you think you'd go to court and be able to do something about it. No, because these courts are not true constitutional courts. They're procedural courts. They're administrative courts. The federal went civil in 1940 and 1946 criminal. And the rules of court. And it's under 28 U.S.C. 2072, I think it is. Substantive law, which is your constitutional rights and everything else they put in there. Anything that is against their rule of court, any statute made by Congress or like in Alaska that's against their rules of court doesn't have any force effect of law. So why do we need a legislature? Go read these congressional acts. They're always handing off to do regulations. EPA, they give them a pass. You don't need to worry about the informal or formal rulemaking. Homeland Security, they're giving them a pass. Yeah. The Real ID Act has no force effect of law. But nobody takes them on. I can't do all these things myself, and I got to have standing to get into these phrases. You can't just take them on because I'd like to. They have to affect me, and that's one of the things people that are in Dillingham or in Alaska. We've got issues with the court systems. They're totally corrupt. There's nobody home. The federal taxation system, notice the federal tax lien, the child custody stuff. It's all there, and even the motor vehicle stuff. I see all of some people with some stuff on that I haven't got to. It's just one crisis after another, but that's fine. Keeps me out of trouble. I'm trying to get this information out to people and check it out and learn and then go tangle with these people. Go to your local legislative information offices or wherever and shove it right down their throats. God, I used to love going to the legislative information office. I got to start going back to them up here. We made out of, I made posters went in there that they're liars and thieves and put the documentation. Tell me not they're not there. We even had one legislator and handed the poster with their picture and she got up and ran out of the meeting. That's what they are. They're criminals. There is no constitutional republic. We don't need to change anything. We just need to get it back. And that thing that the sheriffs are doing down there is really a major move. Back in a minute.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, back from break here, and I'm going to read a little bit more here about this in this decision of Supreme Court Roberts. They just dance around this thing here. The payment is not so high that there is really no choice but to buy health care. The payment is not limited to willful violations as penalties for unlawful acts often are. The payment is collected solely by the Internal Revenue Service through normal means of taxation. None of this is to say that payment is not intended to induce the purchase of health care. Yeah, they're extorting us. But the mandate need not be read to declare the failing of do so is unlawful. Neither the Affordable Care Act nor any other law attaches a negative legal consequences. Say what? For not buying the health insurance beyond payment to the IRS, requiring a payment to the IRS. What'd they just say? That's called extortion. Because the people will get these letters and they'll think it has the same force and effect as their other nasty grams we get from the Internal Revenue criminals. And when they say it's not unlawful, unlawful is a very interesting word. Unlawful can be not allowed in our administrative state. We just don't allow it. We won't talk about it. We're not okaying it. That's why they use unlawful instead of legal. These guys are slicker than grease. So they're saying, well, we just don't allow it in what we're doing. It's not unlawful. Isn't that just special? That decision of the Supreme Court dances around, and it's the whole thing, there's no negative legal consequences. No legal negative. Except I got to pay the IRS. You know, or that doesn't seem logical. So I got to pay the IRS, but there's no legal consequences. So what are we doing here? They're extorting. That's what it's called. No different than the mafia coming around for protection money. That's exactly what they're doing. And they print it. And the 26 U.S.C. 5000A, you can blow that thing out of the water. At the bottom is there's no legal consequences, which is true. But the thing doesn't have application to you or me. It's all subtitle A. Non-resident aliens, foreign courts, foreign organizations. And they talk about gross income in it. That's 26 U.S.C. section 61. Gross income defined, that's a subtitle A tax. They use 6012A, which is a subtitle, is a form, an income tax return for subtitle A. There is no, 1040 is a subtitle C, because it uses subtitle C regulations, not subtitle A. It's never been adjudicated, subtitle A or subtitle B on 1040. What the hell is going on in this country? Are these attorneys all crooked? Most of them, and the other ones just don't know. I guess. I don't know. Once you understand the subtitle A, income taxes, part one, subtitle B, they exist. Estate gifts, part 20, which means 26 USC 20 point something, 26 USC 31 point something, that's subtitle C, that's your Social Security benefit nonsense. And the subtitle D, we don't need to worry about that. Excise taxes, that's not going to cover anybody that's listening probably at all. You can blow these guys right out of the water with their own stuff. Absolutely astounding. And we can punch a hole now in the literally probably millions of notices of federal tax liens that are not according to procedure held by the Supreme Court of these United States. Amazing, isn't it? Hard to believe. Actually, hard to believe. Why doesn't any of these talking, these smart folks out there that have been to college, that they don't know how to read? Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you learned something today. And as I always say, watch out for the federales. They are everywhere, and we will see you next Sunday. Stay safe.